Vermont Valley. South of the small moor, there is a popular viewpoint along the mountain ridge, which is unobtrusively marked by a bench. Keep in mind that halfway between the Inner Tafamont and Lake Vige, you can take a rest. Above all, enjoy the view of the Lower and Swiss Vermont, a part of the valley in front of the impressive mountains with their peaks covered by glaciers. If you could see the past 20,000 years in fast motion, the scenery in the valley would be even more impressive. The wastelands from Vermont were uninhabited for thousands of years after the Ice Age. Even when prehistoric man found himself up here, he didn't settle here. The scattered finds from the Bronze Age discovered in the upper Gargellon Valley don't point to settlement either. They were more connected to the easy crossing points. Up until now, no finds of this kind have been discovered in Vermont. Instead, other revealing documents have been found. In order to understand them, we need to remember that these high valleys from the south and over the passes were discovered and opened up. The process was quite simple. The settlers from Lower Engadine in Ardetz, Steinsberg, or Guarda, for example, immediately pressed out, first to the sunny side of the Silvretta valleys. Then they settled at the end of the valleys, where they opened up to the south, the first places to be free of snow in the spring and early summer. As soon as the snow melted, they drove their cattle up here to graze for the summer. As the number of cattle and their wealth grew, they started looking for new pastures. The Silvretta passes were the closest places to see if maybe on the other side there were other suitable pastures. This is how they found themselves in Fimbertal and Yam, and the most beautiful part, Vermont, which is also called Valmont or Valmont, which means mountain valley. Today, it is called by its original name, Vermont.